Hello and good morning and happy weekend. This is Tiff here from Reach Your Potential with Tiff. Hope you have had an awesome start to the weekend. Weekends are always great, aren't they? Because in some cases we get to do what we want to do. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes there's things that we have to do. But you know what? That's wonderful being a Saturday. I love Saturdays. Okay, so this week I want to share with you some lessons learned. Now, I've got six lessons for this week. So there's been a few things that have actually happened this week that I want to share with you. And like I said, what I always want you to do is look back and reflect at your week and look at the lessons that you're learning and what you're experiencing from the lessons, whether they're great lessons that you're learning or they're lessons of things that, you know, ideally you don't want to happen again and so on. It's always about you learning and growing and becoming so much more aware about you on how to get the best out of you, okay, how to improve you. I'm very much about growing all the time. You know, this is why the Reach Your Potential with Tiff has started, because I want to make sure that I'm disciplined and I'm focused on growing me. Now, if I'm focused on growing me and I'm sharing what I'm doing and what I'm learning, I know that that's going to help you, and I want to help you to become the best that you can become. You don't have to be a world beater if you don't want to be. It's got nothing to do with that. It's really about you being the best that you can be, bringing the best out of you. Okay, so here we go. So lessons learned this week, we've got six. So the first one is spending quality time with people you love. Now, the reason for that is that we get really caught up with our own lives, and not that I like this word being busy, but everyone gets so caught up in being really busy and they really don't make quality time to spend with family and people you love, friends and so on. You know, you're always talking about getting together, but does that always happen? Well, that's the thing that we want to make sure that's what we're also focused on, because our life is about enjoyment, appreciation, you know, really doing the things that you want to do. That's what we're here for. Right, so you've got to make sure that you're making that quality, or spending that quality time with the people that are really special to you. You know, and we've had some news that has come through to our family, and one of our family members is not doing so well and has got a few challenges ahead of her and so on. And, you know, it really makes you think about the quality time that you need to be spending with the people that you care about. And, you know, I love my mum, you know, so much. She's such a beautiful person, and we spend a lot of time on the phone because she lives in Lake Cadai, about four hours drive north of Sydney, and she's such a beautiful, giving person to us. You know, she loves her family. She loves, she always talks about her four girls, which is me and my sister and her two grandchildren, which are my nieces, and I just love spending time with my mum. You know, she's the most beautiful person and gives so much to me. And I want to make sure that I'm always there for her and give so much back to her. And, you know, reality is she's my best friend. I love her so much. And I want to always make sure that I spend that quality time with my mum. So whether it's being on the phone and talking to her about the things that she's most passionate about, which of course is golf and the grandkids, but, you know, it's having someone there for her, that she's got someone that will listen to her and hear her feelings and thoughts about, you know, her world and so on. And I feel very privileged to be able to have that quality time that I can give to my mum and you know, really be there for her, because she's always there for me no matter what. But I love the fact that I can be there for her. So we actually did spend earlier in the week, we spent a couple of days together. We went off and played some golf, and I, you know, because obviously that's an area of my expertise. So I can give back to her and really help her with her golf and her mindset and help her get on the track and, you know, become the best golfer that she wants to become, you know, that she's comfortable with. And the other thing is also spending that quality time, you know, with other people in your life as well. So, and that's, you know, like with my nieces, I've got to spend some quality time with them on Thursday afternoon and picking them up from school and so on. And, you know, I got the time just with them and me. You know, usually there's other people around like my mom or my sister or whatever. And I really got to spend some quality time, just them and me. And I've developed a really close relationship with Evelyn, my 11-year-old niece. And she was our firstborn of the next generation. And she's just a beautiful, beautiful kid. And I've been fortunate enough to spend quality time with her as she's growing up and spending, you know, most Sundays with her and being really part of her life. And she's a beautiful, beautiful kid. Like, she just wants everyone to love each other and all the world to get along and save all the animals and save all the people. And she's got the most beautiful heart, and she's just such a joy to be around. She's just so beautiful. And then spending time with Lily and my 6-year-old niece, you know, spending that quality time, just her and me, we got some time that we got to spend together as well. And, you know, it's really understanding her, because, you know, like, everybody's different. So the thing is really understanding each other and being there for other people. And that's what you're really learning about with the quality time, is that, you know, I got to spend that time with Evie, my older niece, and picked her up from school because she went to a band camp, and picked her up and we went and had gelato and just listen, you know, just really listen to what she's passionate about. And really, you know, because all kids want to be heard and they want to express how they feel about certain things in their world and so on. It was just being there and listening to her and having a gelato and just hanging out, and then, you know, taking her back for a music lesson after school, and then picking up Lillian so we can then spend that quality time together, because Lillian and I haven't got to spend the ultimate time together that I'd ideally like, because there's always other influences around her and so on. And it was really good for her and I just to spend that time together. And off we went, you know, hand in hand, walking down to the local gelato store, which is absolutely awesome, by the way. And, you know, just listening to her, I just listened to her talk about things all the way up to the gelato store, and it was really beautiful because she was quite happy to hold on to my hand, and we walked along and she just chatted away to me all the way up and all the way back, and it was just really, really beautiful. And you know, really listening, and that's a big thing what I'm finding with when spending quality time with people you love, is just, you know, really being there for them and really listening to them, really listening to what they have to say. And I love doing that. So that's really, really important. Okay, number two, giving time to those you love. Again, this really ties into about the quality time. And, you know, talking about spending quality time with people you love, now we're giving time to those you love. Schedule the time in. You know, that's the thing. Like, my husband and I, we've been together for 10 years. We just celebrated we've been together for 10 years, but we celebrated our 7th wedding anniversary yesterday. But for the last 10 years, we have a date day every single week, right? It's a Friday afternoon. So that's where we just turn the phones off. We catch up. We just do whatever we want to do, go out or whatever, just hang out at home or whatever. But spending that time with each other, really getting to know, because even though we live together and under the same roof, we don't always get to spend that, you know, that special time together, because we're, you know, we've been working on, you know, what we're working on, and, you know, going off and doing our other activities and so on. And at night, you know, we're a bit tired and don't feel like talking, happy to just chill out and watch the TV and have dinner and so on. And it's really giving the time to each other and just really being there for each other and listening to each other. And just spending that time. Same with my mum, you know, phone calls. I have regular phone calls with my mum. Virtually every day I speak to my mum on the phone. Just to give her time just so that she can talk about the things that she's passionate about. She's my best friend. I love my mum. Very special woman in my life. And it's about giving the time to her and making that time for her because she's so important to my life and I know that I'm so important to her life. My nieces, like I was saying about spending the quality time, you know, getting that opportunity to pick them up from school because I don't get to actively be involved in their schooling and so on. And I love them like they're my own kids. And, you know, the really exciting thing was like what I was just talking about before when I was saying about spending the quality time was being able to pick them up from school and taking them out for gelato and having that special one-on-one time with them that I don't always get to have and just listening to what they have to say. What's going on in their world? What are their dreams? What are their passions? You know, Evie, my older niece, has got this passion right now that she wants to save all the sea turtles and she wants to sponsor a sea turtle and because she's very passionate about looking after animals and making sure that they're healthy and looking after people. And so, you know, she was really talking about her passion around wanting to save the sea turtles. It was really beautiful. And Lillian walking along and just talking about things that she's really interested in and what she's passionate about while, you know, we're walking back from the gelato store to pick up her older sister, Evie. And then spending that time where there was no pressure because actually when I picked the kids up, I didn't have a key to the house. So we had to wait for their mum, my sister, to get home. And so we were able to get into the backyard, which was great because then we could get the Lily and the little one, the six-year-old's bike out, and she could ride up and down the street. And it was just giving her that space and that time to go, you know what, just go for it. Ride up and down the street. Practice your cycling. You know, have a really good time. Show me how good you are because I've taught both the kids how to ride their bikes, you know, which is really special for me because that's something that they're always going to remember for the rest of their lives, that I was able to teach them how to ride their bike because I look back at, you know, especially when I was 16 and I had my L's and I was learning to drive the car and that my grandfather was heavily involved in teaching me how to drive. And you keep that forever. You keep that memory with you forever. And it's so beautiful. And for me, it's so beautiful to be able to give the time to the people that I love in my life so that I can, you know, have that impact that I want to have on them, but, you know, really help them and inspire them and be supportive of them for what they want in their lives. And, you know, what's really important to Lillian right now, my little six-year-old niece, is to be able to ride her bike. Great, let's do it. Let's ride up and down the road. I'll watch you. You show me what you can do, and if there's other things that we can work on, we can. And you know, she had a thing about riding up the gutter and so on, like just as the driveway, because she said that the bike falls over when she rides up. I said to her, "Well, that's because you ride too slow, and that's why you fall over." And she's went off and had a think about it and did some riding, and I didn't say anything else because, again, she operates very differently to her older sister. She needs time to think about things and process things and so on. So, and then she came back to me 15 minutes later after practicing other things, and then she said, "Auntie Tiffy, okay, I'm ready to take on this driveway now." So she got the momentum up, bang, straight over the top, not a problem. She understood what to do. And it's just being there to give her that support that she needs. And, you know, that afternoon, that beautiful afternoon I got to spend with the kids, I got to go out, I went out and had dinner with them and their parents, and we just chatted and laughed and listened to stories, and it was just really, really beautiful. So it's always giving time, you know, to those that you love. It's spending that time with them. Number three, appreciating what we have. See, the thing is we always look at what we don't have. And I've done that. I'm guilty at that too. And that's when that creates a lot of stress for me, is when I start looking at what I don't have and I haven't achieved this and I haven't done that and I don't have, you know, the financial status that I ideally wanted at, you know, at my age and so on, because I've actually been heavily involved in you know, doing a lot of development on me and development in learning how to build the kind of business that I want to build. And, you know, there's been a lot of learning that has gone in, and I've invested a lot of time and a lot of money into that. And I've always looked at what I don't have. But the thing is we really want to appreciate what we do have. And it really, at the end of the day, it's about what we do have. And these are the things that I've had. And I want you to really think about, well, what is it that you have too? Because like I said, we always spend a lot of time at looking at what we don't have. And we always get, really disappointed with what we don't have. And then, you know, I've always looked at things because I've always had this thing about me being a failure at everything. I was always looking at what I don't have. And that'd be right, Tiff, you know, of course you don't have that because you're a failure and so on, and you're not good at this and you're not good at that. That was a few years ago. I used to be saying that to myself all the time. I used to beat myself up. But now it's about looking at what I do have, because when I look at what I do have and I can appreciate what I have, the outlook is different, isn't it? The way you look at the world is different. So these are the things that I have. And like I said, I want you to be sharing with me and what you have right now, what you appreciate in your life. So my things are my health. I'm so healthy. I'm so fit. I've got a lot of energy. I've got a roof over my head. I've got a car. I can train at the gym every day. I have a very supporting, loving husband. I have that excitement about being alive. I love it. You know, I have food that I can eat. I have a lot of love from my parents, my nieces, and my sister and her husband. We've got two little pussycats, Tootie and Fruity. You know, and we give them, you know, again, we've given them that, you know, cats are very sensitive little beings, and we've given them that security and that comfort in our home, that they can be confident little cats. Which one of them, Fruity, was a very nervous little cat when we got her. We got them both from the shelter when they were 12 months old, and very, very nervous little cat. Whereas she's very, you know, 6 years down the track, she's a very confident little cat and bosses us all around, and it's quite funny. Another thing that I've got, I'm having this opportunity to build this exciting business to inspire girls, teenage girls and women to believe in themselves and be confident and go after their dreams in sport, career, business and life, right? So I get the opportunity to read. I've got so many books that I want to read to help me learn and grow. And you know why I want to learn and grow? Because I can help you learn and grow, because I'm doing it too. I get the opportunity to travel around the world. I have an exciting and amazing future ahead. And, you know, the exciting thing about that is I get to work on it every day. So if you really look at it, I've got what I want already. It's all happening for me right now. So what's happening for you? What can you appreciate what you have right now? Number four, working on the attention to detail as well as the big picture. So some people are big picture people, and some people are attention to detail people, and some people are both, you know, big picture and attention to detail. I am both, because I understand what the big picture is and what the vision is and what I'm working towards and so on. So like I said, mine's to inspire girls, teenage girls and women to believe in themselves 100%, be confident and really achieve their dreams in life. So I have that picture and that image of what I want to create, but I understand too, because of being a sports person, it's the little things that you're going to be doing each day that's actually going to give you that big picture results. And people get caught up in the big picture, and then they're not doing the little attention to detail things that needs to be done, and therefore that's where the frustration comes in. And so we want to make sure that that's what you're focused on. So you may be hearing, because I actually have two podcast shows. I have one where I do daily podcasts, which is on the Reach Your Potential with Tiff podcast show. And I also have the Tiffany Micah podcast show. And the Tiffany Micah podcast show, this is where I give the attention to detail. And I've given so much attention to detail areas that you can do on a daily basis during your work week already. And that's like the weekly target practice. That's how to plan out your week It's how to set your day up for success. So I've got 9 questions that you should be asking yourself in the morning. That's the morning miracles. And how to evaluate your day. So those 8 questions at the end of the day that you want to ask yourself so that you're making sure that you're, you know, you're on track. And these are the attention to detail strategies that will help you get your big picture result. And the thing is you don't need to just apply these to your sport, to your business, to your career. It's about applying these to your life. Okay, so these are just some examples of the attention to detail, because if you're working on doing those specific strategies, they're going to also help contribute you to get to the big picture. Okay, so it's working on the attention to detail. 5, being in the moment. And that's not just saying staying in the moment. And what I mean here is that we talk about this all the time in sport, about you've got to stay in the moment, because when you perform at your best, you're in the moment, you're focused on what you've got to do, and that's all that exists, right? So if you're a sports person, you really understand that that's what you need to make sure that you're doing. But the thing is about being in the moment, enjoying that moment, being totally focused and absorbed in what you're doing. And I'm going to bring this back to about spending time with your family and friends, right? The people that you love. And I'll just go back one step behind just one moment when I was talking about sport. The same thing with your sport. Enjoy what you're doing. Be in that moment, not just staying in that moment so you're focused and zoned in and in flow. It's actually the enjoyment. Like I'm always stressing to people or impressing upon them is that what you want to make sure that you're doing is you're enjoying the shot. So whether it's because especially I'm very specialized in golf and tennis, is really enjoying the moment of that shot. Being there, feeling it, right? You can feel the emotion of the shot. It's like, oh yeah, it feels so good. The same with a tennis ball, hitting the ball. Oh, what a beautiful forehand that felt like. Oh, I love that shot. It felt clean. It felt like it hit in the center of the racket. You know, when you do a serve straight down the middle, oh, just everything times well. I hit the ball in the right position, right? It's enjoying being right in the moment and appreciating that moment. Right, so that's the same thing that you want to make sure that you're doing with regards to being with people, right? People that you care about, being in that moment. Like yesterday, I said it was my husband's and my 7th wedding anniversary, and you know, it was what was so special about yesterday, more so than other days, was that we actually allowed my husband's great around that time. He will just focus and zone in on that moment and be there. And at times I know that I can be thinking about what I want to do with my business and so on. So, but yesterday it was making that shift and going, you know what, it's just spending that quality time, but it's not just the quality time, it's being there for each other and really enjoying the moments of being together. You know, and the same with my nieces, which I had the opportunity to be with them on Thursday. It was, you know, I created and scheduled time to be with them, not just to be there for them, but it was, you know, picking Evie up from her music camp and taking her out for gelato and then dropping her off to her music lesson, but listening to what she was passionate about. And the same with Lillian, picking her up and spending some time out with her and, you know, doing the same thing, taking her out for gelato, just her and I, and really listening to what she had to say and really being there for her riding a bike and spending that time watching her and being with her and enjoying her successes on the push bike. You know, I was watching, you know, that night I got to spend time with Lillian. You know, we watched Evie do a dance thing at her school, and it was really just being there and enjoying that moment and having dinner with my sister and her husband and the kids. And it was just being there and listening. You know, it was just such a beautiful, beautiful day. Like the last 2 days have been so beautiful because I've been more in the moment, like actually enjoying it rather than thinking, okay, this is what I've got to do because I've got to be here. It's actually being completely in there with them and enjoying everything that they're doing. And it was really beautiful because Lillian and I, because Lillian's littler and she's six and we haven't had that time to really build that strong relationship yet that Evie and I have built. And, you know, at the end of the day when I was going home and we had a cuddle and all that, she said, I was great. Oh, that made my heart melt. It was just such a beautiful thing. But I was in the moment with her. I was in the moment with the kids. It was such a beautiful time. And it's already, you know, appreciating that a relationship that I'm building with the kids. It's beautiful. And number six, everything we do is about mindset, isn't it? So every thought, every feeling, every belief, it's all about what's going on in our head. So you think about it. We have mindset, we have thoughts, feelings, beliefs around money, food, sport, fitness, work, friends, family. Absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. It's all about mindset. Yet some people choose to just switch off and not. It's almost like they're like, no, it's not my responsibility. It is. Everything is your responsibility. And it's understanding and becoming more self-aware of you. Now, and in my, I did an episode on standards and values. So if you're actually listening, because I record this, these lessons learned, and I actually put them on both my podcast show, Reach Your Potential with Tiff and the Tiffany Michael podcast. And the Tiffany Michael podcast, I put a thing, a podcast, an episode about standards and values. All right, so standards and values is really about creating the mindset you want. It's creating the standards you want. It's creating the values you want. It's all mindset, isn't it? And you can make the choices and decisions about what you want, right? You make the choice. You make the decision about how you want to feel. And I'll give you an example. It was everything around mindset. And there was these two ladies I was teaching at golf last week, and we were talking about how they said, oh, you know, shouldn't it get to a point that I don't have to think about my golf? To some extent, yes. But I was talking to them about creating routines and really being aware and staying in the moment and being present when they're playing their shots and so on. And I was talking to them about, okay, well, what is it that you want out of your golf? You know, and they were like, oh, I want to be consistent. Well, I said, well, what does that mean? Because consistent to me means one thing and consistent to someone else can mean something else. So I said, what does that mean? Well, I want to hit the ball well. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, I want to be able to hit it clean. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, I want to be able to walk off the golf course knowing that I've hit a good shot, you know, every time. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, that what that means is that I have to make sure that I'm focused on, you know, this specific thing that I've got to do in my swing. Great. Okay, so what does that mean? All right, so I was getting really into understanding what it means to them about what they want, right, about what they want to achieve, their choice about what consistency means to them, their decision about what consistency means to them. It's about what they want. And I said to them, I said, so you can see how much this is all about mindset, can't you? They're like, whoa, yeah. We didn't realize that we had to really understand so much, right? But it's understanding about you, right? It's understanding your mindset, right? So everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that we feel, every belief that we have, it's all based around our mindset, isn't it? Right? Food, money, sport, fitness, work, friends, family, everything. So the thing that I want you to understand and get here, and you may have something go that's gone click for you and go, yep, that's great. I understand that now. So everything we do is around mindset. So I really encourage you, if you haven't heard that episode that I did on standards and creating standards and values, really, really important for you, okay? Because we want to set up and create the mindset that you want, create the standards you want, and create the values you want. So I really encourage you to listen to that one. So these were the six lessons. So one was spending quality time with people you love. Two was giving time to those you love. Three is appreciating what we have. Four is working on the attention to detail. More important, but as well as the big picture. Number five was being in the moment, not just staying in the moment, but actually really being in the moment and really enjoying that moment. And number six is everything we do is about mindset. So I hope you enjoyed today's lessons learned, and I'd love it if you could share with me what you like best about what you heard and what resonated for you. And I'd also love it if you could share this episode if you found that you got value out of this episode or other episodes that you could share with your friends that you care about and that you know that would make a difference to their lives, because we want to build the Reach Your Potential with TIFF community as big as we possibly can. And then for the rest of the weekend, this is what I want you to do, is I want you to believe in you. I'll say that again. I want you to dream big, believe in you, and go after your dreams. Have an absolutely awesome, awesome weekend. Take care and talk soon. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.